When peace like a river attendeth my way. Well, it's not a Christmas carol. Nevertheless, the words have been ringing in my spirit. I find myself at rest this Christmas despite the struggles that I face. Life decisions are excruciating at times. There seems to be no clear answer. I want to thrive and live the abundant life, but life decisions get in the way. Thankfully, there has been an abundance of peace. At the heart of the peace, I usually find an injunction, a rhema word explaining to me which way to go. I have been in the most difficult discerning process of my entire life. However, at the heart, when I allow the peace of God to quiet my spirit, I can sense His direction. For instance, this morning I celebrated Christmas with family. This evening, family is having dinner. However, I quietly realized I needed to stay home. I needed to rest. I needed to have solitude. Not loneliness, but solitude. Today, I rested and awoke with the peace of God attending my way, in the words of the hymn. I may never have another Christmas like this. I may never need another Christmas like this, but I need this Christmas. For me, there is a need to rest, knowing I have done all I can do this year. I need to rest before God with a clear conscience. This year has been a steep climb. I am not where I was a year ago. I have stepped off the carousel, so to speak. The elaborate ride I was on eventually came back around and came back around in cycling circles. I did not know how to stop it, and I had no control over the ride's length of time. The Lord allowed the opportunity to present itself for me to step off the carousel. I stepped right into the Fellowship of Saints, a church that has been ministering to me at multiple levels all year long. I am humbled and grateful for the relationships that have been forged and for the old friendships that have been renewed. I am also humbled and grateful for the ways our Lord has used me in ministry. Yesterday at church on Christmas Eve, my discipleship pastor told me that I was one of the biggest blessings from God in his life this year. Overwhelmed by his statement, I didn't know what to say. He talked about the ways I have ministered this year at the church and what it has meant to him personally. The Lord knows my heart. He knows that I would have sat on the sidelines this year, but he had other plans. He wanted to use an imperfect vessel, and he is still using me for his glory. His peace has been guiding me all along the way. I had no intention of speaking today, but as our Lord's peace swept over me this afternoon, I felt like it was appropriate to testify to His goodness. Have a Merry Christmas, 2023.